title is Dissolved Organic Carbon Loss from Flooded Rice Fields in Northern California. I'd like to acknowledge my co-authors, Bruce Lindquist, Jim Hill, Chris Greer, Cass Mutters, Johan Six, and Chris Van Kessel, which represents the Department of Plant Sciences at UC Davis and University of California Extension. So just to give a little background on California rice production, about 200,000 hectares of land in the Sacramento Valley is in rice production. It's a major agricultural land use in the region. And California rice also uses about 2.6% of California's fresh water supply. About a decade ago, more than a decade ago, there's been changes in straw management. Pre-1991, most of the straw after harvest was burned, and that was a major straw management practice. In 1991, California passed a law requiring the number of acres that were burned to be reduced, and now most of the straw after harvest is incorporated, and these fields are flooded to enhance the decomposition of the straw. Now, when these fields are flooded, or rice fields that are flooded, all the water that drains off the field eventually drains into the Sacramento River, which is a major drinking water source for the city of Sacramento and the surrounding area. And DOC, dissolved organic carbon, is of environmental concern because it can react with chlorine during the disinfection process and form harmful byproducts such as trihalomethane. Now, incorporating rice straw in the winter increases the potential for DOC losses to occur from rice fields in the water because more organic carbon is retained within the soil system. Now, in the Sacramento River, some data from the USGS, DOC concentrations, we see there's been seasonal peaks in DOC concentration in the winters. And through various sources, about 4 part per million when the concentration is above 4 part per million in the river, they had to add another level to the disinfection process. So they're trying to manage the DOC concentrations to be less than 4 part per million. And we see these seasonal peaks in the river that occur during winter months. So the overall question is, the big picture question is it possible that the increases in the DOC concentration in the Sacramento River are caused by flooding of straw incorporated rice fields? So moving from the burn situation to flooding. So the objectives of this study are to quantify the seasonal losses of DOC from incorporated and burned fields, to evaluate seasonal trends in DOC concentration coming from rice fields, and compare the DOC concentrations among supply canals, rice field drainage outlets, and drainage canals in the Sacramento Valley. And all of these objectives will relate to the first step in trying to understand the big picture. So within Northern California, this is the Sacramento Valley. We have 4 field sites: Willows, Biggs, Marysville, and Arbuckle, and that's Sacramento. And the Sacramento River runs through the valley, right through the middle, and then right past Sacramento. So we have 4 field sites, and at each field site, we have two fields. One field is burned, one field is straw incorporated. And then there are 2 distinct flooding periods that occur. The first one is from May to September, which is during the rice growing season. The second one is over winter, from November to March, is when they do the flooding on the incorporated fields. Rectangle weirs and pressure sensors were installed in the outlet of each field to monitor flow. Samples were collected weekly or biweekly and measured for DOC concentration, and samples were collected from the outlets, the supply canals, and the drainage canals. So this is an example of our rectangle weir that we installed in the outlet of a field. And just to give a little background on how water is managed in rice fields, fields are flooded in the spring, and then they're seeded by air. Seeds are flown on by plane. The water is held for about a month, and then fields go into what we call maintenance flow, where they start to let water flow off a field, but maintaining a certain height in the field. Then about 3 weeks before harvest, all the water is released. And in our sites, all of our sites follow this water management except one. Our Willow site just flooded and did not allow any maintenance flow. No water spilled over during the growing season. And then during the winter, there's several options. They can flood the field and have a maintenance flow. They can flood the field or not have any flow. They can flood the field only using rainfall, so the field slowly fills over the winter, or they can just not flood it at all. So to quantify some seasonal losses, this is the growing season 2006. We see that looking at DOC flux on kilograms per hectare ranges per field from about 2 to 22 kilograms per hectare, but we don't seem to see any real trend versus incorporated or burned, and this is likely because the total DOC loss looks like it's dependent on the total amount of flow that occurs from a field. So each field had a different amount of flow, the water was managed a little bit differently, and 77% of the DOC loss, the variation in DOC loss, can be explained by the total amount of water that's fluxed off a field. Now, if we look at a flow-weighted concentration, so this is a concentration that's flow-weighted over the entire growing season, we look between the burned and incorporated field, very similar concentrations. Here, the incorporated field has a couple parts per million higher DOC concentration than the burned. Here, it's about one part per million higher. And at this site that didn't have any maintenance flow during the year, only released water at the end of the season, we see the opposite effect. But again, that's only the only water loss there was at the end of the growing season. Now during the winter, things look a little bit, there's a definite pattern that we see. We didn't have consistent drainage over the winter from all sites. At the Marysville site, our burned and incorporated field both had winter flooding. Flooding a burn field is not a typical management practice, but we have a field like this in our study and gives us a nice comparison between management practices. So we see at the Marysville site, the DOC concentrations are 22, and in the burn field, it's only 7. We see a similar trend again between the incorporated and burned field. At this site, flow-weighted concentrations are 33 compared to 8. And then the other field, we had one other field that had flow during the winter, and that was our Willow site incorporated field, where we incorporated the straw, again, had a relatively high DOC concentration. So growing season losses of DOC appear to be dependent on total water losses. Growing season flow-weighted DOC concentrations were relatively similar between burned and incorporated fields. They didn't vary by more than a few milligrams per liter. And winter season flow-weighted DOC concentrations were greater than the growing season concentrations from incorporated fields. In the incorporated fields, again, we had 20 to 30 part per million. During the growing season, we had 5 or 6 part per million. And we can look at the second objective is to evaluate some seasonal trends. And so for the big site, we have the incorporated field is in green, the burn field is in red. And we see at the beginning of the growing season, we have high concentrations at the beginning of flow, and it decreases pretty sharply throughout, and that it's the same thing occurs on the burn field. But at the beginning, we do see a higher DOC concentrations coming off the incorporated field than a burn field. But we did not see this trend in every site. We see a somewhat similar trend at the Marysville site, where the first concentration from the incorporated field was above 20 milligrams per liter, but then decreased sharply and looked very similar. The fields were very similar. At the Arbuckle site, the concentrations were very similar throughout the growing season. So this is not a consistent trend we saw during the growing season. However, during the winter, we have three fields that had a significant amount of flow that we can evaluate. At the Biggs Incorporated field, we have part per million reaching 80 part per million DOC at the beginning of flooding during the winter, and decreases sharply during the winter. And we also see concentrations. We don't see as sharp as a peak at another site with an incorporated field, but we do see concentrations steadily above 10 to 15 part per million, closer to 20 to 30. At our burn site, we see a sharp drop over time, and concentrations were about 5 part per million during the winter flooding. And we see from the winter sites, it appears, okay, so the DOC concentrations were the greatest at the onset of drainage, regardless of drainage season, so in the winter and in the during the growing season. So incorporated in the growing season, the incorporated fields had higher DOC concentrations compared to the burn fields at the onset of drainage as well at two of the three sites. And in the winter, again, the DOC concentrations in the outflow were much higher in the winter compared to the growing season. And the third objective was to compare the DOC concentrations among inlet canals, supply canals that supply the water that the that flows into a rice field, the DOC concentrations in the outlet water, which is flowing right out of a rice field, and a drainage canal, which is the canal that takes in all the drainage water from rice field. And we see the supply canals in the blue are relatively low. They typically are not above 1 or 2 part per million. However, you know, with the DOC concentrations in the outlet, these are concentrations over time. When we compare that to the drainage canal, we see that the drainage in the within the drainage canal, and the samples were collected about 30 meters downstream of that rice field outlet. We see that the concentrations are similar and or maybe even slightly less than what is coming off the outlet. And this is interesting because it's very difficult to monitor the drainage from a rice field outlet. If a larger scale monitoring program was going to be installed, we think that collecting it from a drainage canal would provide a little more consistent results, and that's where, because many fields would flow into the drainage canal, so it'd be a little more appropriate. So overall, the conclusions are the change in straw management from burning to incorporating rice greatly increases DOC losses because of winter flooding. Since we're flooding in the winter, we have these huge fluxes of DOC coming off the fields. And also, DOC concentrations are typically the greatest at the onset of drainage and decrease during the drainage period. So the development of best management practice for water quality, the development of best management practices for rice water management are probably necessary for controlling these DOC losses. And this data, knowing how DOC changes over time and seasonal, how they change between seasons, we can use that to help develop best management practices. And then I'd just like to also state that this is the first step in determining the rice field contribution of DOC to surface water. Just to iterate the question I posed at the beginning, is it possible that the increases in DOC in the Sac River are caused by winter flooding of rice fields? And we think the answer is yes, it is possible. But the next question is, does the DOC in the Sacramento River originate from rice fields? And that is the next step of our project. And the funding provided was provided by the California State Water Resources Control Board, and I also like to acknowledge the California Rice Commission and other contributors to this project. Thank you.
We have time for one or two questions.
Yes. Did you look at the
possibility? We do, and I have there's a poster tomorrow on all nutrient losses from rice fields.
In the back?
That's an excellent question. You know, and that sort of ties into why we want to, I think, monitor at the canal level also. And, you know, there's several canals that flow into other large drainage canals or right into the river, and trying to quantify that, I think, is going to be a challenge in determining the overall effect. And that's why I think if we want to say that the rice fields are contributing to DOC, we're going to have to use some fancier techniques to do it, because we're not going to be able to quantify the entire amount.
Okay. Well, thank you very much. That brings us to our